Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Patsy Garrity. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby LaMotte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Mogridge. Pitching for the Washington Senators, George Mogridge. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Magridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magridge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Garrity and he is out, Harris applying the tag. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Faber moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Harris goes all the way around to score. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. There goes Shealy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrity hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Garrity reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrity moves to third. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Lamott reaches second base with a double. Garrity scores. It's 3-0, Senators. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Mogridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamott scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Hervey McClellan pinch hits for Red Faber. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper bunts towards the mound. Mogridge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mogridge. Schalk moves to third. McClellan moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Mogridge covering, for the out. Schalk scores. McClellan moves to third. Hooper moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. McClellan scores. Hooper moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-2 in the game. Brower hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Mogridge covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Mulligan steals second. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garrity hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lamotte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peckinpah moves to second. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mogridge strikes out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-3 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. Lamotte moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamotte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mogridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garrity takes first base on ball 4. Brouwer moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lamott strikes out. One out. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mogridge strikes out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Long pinch hits for Bib Falk. Jimmy Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Yamyarian pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Lum Davenport pinch runs for Yamyarian. Ray Francis now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Davenport moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.